Well, the ABC has confirmed that the government is looking at halving the capital gains tax discount for superannuation funds, taking it from 33% to 15%. This comes a day after the Prime Minister told Parliament he was not thinking about increasing capital gains tax. The Finance Minister has told us earlier he can't confirm details of tax reforms.
I'm not going to add to the speculation. I've explained to you very clearly what we're doing. We're looking at the whole tax system for to ensure that the tax system is as growth-friendly as possible, that we raise the necessary revenue for government in the most efficient, least distorting way possible in the economy.
Matthias Cormann speaking to us earlier. More than 8,000 people remain in evacuation centres in Fiji after Tropical Cyclone Winston battered the island nation. The death toll has reached 21 and now aid agencies are warning of a major health crisis. Meanwhile, rescue efforts continue as the National Disaster Management Office says four are still missing at sea. The United States and Russia have announced that a ceasefire in Syria will go into effect on February 27. In a joint statement, the two countries said the agreement applies to parties that have committed to ending hostilities, but not to Islamic State and other terrorist organisations. New laws have passed the Senate that will give the consumer watchdog new powers to crack down on companies deemed to be slugging customers with excessive credit card surcharges. From July, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission will now have the authority to fine companies that charge their customers big fees for purchases such as airfares.